with a baddie friend. With a baddie friend.
I love seeing two bad bitches, two bad bitches, two bad bitches be friends. I love seeing two bad bitches, two bad bitches, two bad bitches be friends. Like a bad bitch duo. Bad bitch duo. Like a bad bitch duo.
Welcome back to 2G's in a Podcast with Graciela
and Gina.
And today we wanted to hear a little bit more about what the people had to say, because y'all really seemed to like the other questions we was asking.
Yeah.
So we went on Instagram and asked the people, what's the most embarrassing thing you've done in front of your crush? Mm-hmm. And we got a couple of pretty crazy responses. So we're just going to share with you guys what we got.
Okay, just to like dive right into it. One of the responses that we got was that the person threw up in front of their crush.
Was there any context to it, or just...
There was no context at all, but I think that if I were to be in a situation where I threw up in front of my crush, I feel like there's very limited situations where that would be acceptable, you know?
So what would be acceptable?
I feel like if you go out and you're, like, super drunk, then that's one of those things where it's, like, they're either going to look at you and be like, you're an alcoholic, get away from me. Or they're going to feel bad for you, and they're going to, like, take care of you and stuff. But I feel like that's an instance where throwing up in front of your crush, it's super embarrassing, yes. Not going to lie to you. But it could either, like, be good for your relationship or really bad. There's no in-between. It's never going to be neutral again after that.
Throwing up in front of somebody is definitely just very embarrassing to me. So I don't know. Even I feel like if a man were to throw up in front of me, that would give me the ick. I'm not going to lie to you, because like you bent over down terrible.
The like dry heaving that goes with it.
You already know how I feel about a man getting drunk. So.
Yeah, that is not hot and sexy. Well, I don't mind if a man gets drunk personally, but the throwing up for any gender is not hot and sexy. Okay.
At all. Okay. So one of the responses that I got was that my good sis fell out of a tree, broke not just her glasses, but she broke her wrist in the process.
That did not happen.
That's what they say.
Fell out of a tree.
Yes.
Broke their glasses and their wrist.
And she broke her wrist, yeah. What would you do in that scenario?
As her?
Yeah.
Or as the person watching her?
Both.
Because, like, how far was the fall? Was it a fall where it's like, okay, I can understand how you would fall and break your wrist? Or was it like, stand up, you know?
She wasn't specific.
No, I know. Like, I can imagine that not much context would be given for these topics, because these are embarrassing stories. You know, right. We want people to know all of the business. But I think if that happened to me, I would just have to cry and walk home. Like, I don't know.
You can't even see.
Mm-mm. Out there trying to feel with my good wrist to like walk to go home.
I could not talk to. I'm about to ask her after this, like, what'd you do after that? Because me, I would simply just start crying and never talk to that person again.
What else can you do? And what did they do in response to it? Like, did they try to tape your glasses back together?
Like, help you out?
Did they give you a splint for your wrist? Like, what happened afterwards?
Yeah.
And are you okay now? Do you have new glasses?
She does. She's good now. She's good. Another response is...
No.
I chewed hard as hell on a piece of candy while I was talking to this girl, and I started drooling.
What?
He was eating a piece of candy.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it was just that good that he started drooling in front of her.
That did not happen.
That's what they saying.
How does that happen? Can they demonstrate?
Next episode is going to be a demonstration of what happened to that. Yeah.
You can respond to that one. I don't know. I can't even imagine that.
I think that in this situation, I would get the ick. I'm not going to lie. That would be very, like, that would just give me, like, say it, don't spray it. And I hate when I can hear people chew. So I can't fathom my reaction if I see that you drooling and stuff. Like, baby, are you okay? Like,
that's what I'm not understanding. You have an over-salivation problem? can't imagine that they were eating some type of, like, what type of candy?
I don't know. I'm thinking sour candy, because that's really the only type of candy that, like, I would eat, and, like, I could understand that.
But, you know, like, the hard candies?
Like, the, like, what are they called? Sour heads? Like, the lemon?
It could be those, or just, like, the, like, a jawbreaker type vibe. Just, like, mm-hmm. something where you have to, like, let it sit for a long time. But are you not feeling that? Are you not aware that that's
happening?
It was just
that good.
That's disgusting. I'm sorry. I would be embarrassed, too. Both you and the person who had to witness that, and that's disgusting. I'm sorry.
And another one is telling a girl that I loved her after asking her out and she didn't respond back to me.
That's what you deserved.
What?
You told someone that you loved them after asking them out?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you do that?
Well, I wasn't in the room, so I don't know. I actually was not there. But
like, asking someone out. So this is like the first stages of whatever connection is happening here. Mm-hmm. I would also ghost, because what are you talking about? You probably, he or she, I don't know what their genders was, but you probably don't even know that person's middle name. I feel like that's like my go-to line. But you probably don't know nothing about this person. You're being weird. Sorry.
So you wouldn't, this is a safe space.
I've never said that. There's like a clip of me saying that.
There actually is.
Okay, it was for that moment.
But yeah, no. If a guy were to tell me that he loved me right after asking me out, I would also be weirded out.
Yeah, you're love bombing. Like, you're being weird. Don't do that anymore. If you still do that, like, take notes.
If you still do that, clearly he learned not to do that.
Okay, proof of the growth. Thank you.
He's in a happy, healthy relationship now, so I think he learns.
Not to bring it back to throwing up, but I have another story.
Okay.
Of someone who did a really embarrassing thing in front of their crush.
Ooh.
And this one is a little rated R, so if you're uncomfy with hearing me say these words, cover your ears now, skip ahead, I don't know what you want me to tell you. But there was someone who was...
fellatioing?
No, there was someone that was, like, sucking a popsicle.
Okay.
That's going to be the analogy. And while they're going to town on this popsicle, they throw up.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
That's so nasty. On the person?
Yeah.
Like, it got all over the person?
I believe so.
That's disgusting. That's actually very disgusting.
That's embarrassing for the one who threw up and the one who was thrown up on, you know? Because it just is. I don't know how much.
I wonder, like, as a man, like, how you would take that. Because I think that there's two perspectives to this, right?
Okay.
There's, and if you're my younger sibling, get off of this right now.
You need to skip this whole thing. Just exit out. Thank you for listening. Exit out.
But there's two ways that I would look at it if I were a man, right? Mm-hmm. The first one being, she's going that crazy and that hard that... Mm-hmm. She's like, okay, you know, it's going to trigger your gag reflex.
You know that Hokuto girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's gonna trigger your gag reflex, which is like, okay, like, she was going crazy, and, you know, shit happens. But you could also look at it like, okay, like, you're too excited. When's the last time you did this? Because you should know... Like, you should recognize that your gag reflex is being triggered to the point you're going to throw up.
Yeah.
And also, I'm curious, because if you're saying it got on them, you didn't, like, you don't have, like, your mind doesn't tell you, let me go the other way so that I don't throw up on them. Because that would really, like, piss me off, being the man. Like,
you think so?
Yes, that would piss me off. Like, your throw up is on me. Imagine y'all just had dinner. Like, it's I could see everything that you ate, bro. That's nasty. Now I gotta shower.
Well, everyone involved needs to shower, because that's not...
And I don't think that I could go the rest of my life with this person.
No?
No.
That's funny.
I really don't think I could.
I feel like you either have to be locked in, like, you're getting married to this person, because you've seen them at their worst at this rate. Or you need to run very, very far away and don't look back.
Like, you didn't even get your nut, and you... You just got thrown up on. I would be sick.
Oh my gosh. But no more throw up talk. Okay, I swear. I don't bring up any more of those types of stories.
Speaking of, another embarrassing thing that happened to somebody is that they said that she could not stop queefing while doing the da. How do you feel about that?
Uncomfortable.
That's just really embarrassing. Like, I would have had to go.
There is no other word that could, like, maybe humiliating. But, like, I don't know.
I feel like all men are like, oh, or at least most men are like, oh, it doesn't matter. Like, that's just, you know, like, game is game. But no, like, that's really embarrassing. Like, that's just so embarrassing.
If it's nonstop, like, you could not stop, like, take a break. I don't know. Have time to reset or something.
Do you need to go to the bathroom?
No, that's more than embarrassing. I'm sorry you've had to experience that. I don't know.
Some are stronger than others. You're on the strong side. Okay.
Okay, so another one was, they said the first time that they went over to their significant other's house, they, like, had shit.
Mm-mm.
Real bad. And Mm-mm. not, like, a cute click. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they had to blow it up.
That's embarrassing.
That's extremely embarrassing. Especially, like, what's the housing situation, you know? Are you in a house? Is it an apartment? How mm-hmm. many bathrooms are available? Because is this, like, their bathroom? You know?
And do they have, like, poopery? Like, that's... Mm. Because me, I'll just go home. Like, I'm not... Sorry, something came up. I gotta go home. Because...
No, I'm real poop shy.
Like... It's just not gonna happen.
But I guess at the end of the day, like, if you gotta go, you gotta go. You gonna go in the bathroom or in their bed, you know what I mean? Sorry. Sorry.
No, I'm gonna go home, actually. I'm gonna go home.
New option unlocked?
Yeah. Or at least, like, drive to a Chick-fil-A or something, but... Mm-mm.
You wouldn't?
No.
So, at what point can you use the bathroom at their house comfortably?
You can't.
Never.
I can't.
Never?
No.
That's crazy to me.
That's just awkward. Like, that's too much going on.
He don't know that you use the bathroom?
No.
Oh, okay, my bad. Sorry.
I'm sorry that I'm just a princess fairy that doesn't use the bathroom. Like, I don't know.
Oh. Let me get myself together.
Like, I just feel like it's just, because, okay, and also for me, I need to be comfortable.
Okay.
And if I'm uncomfortable, nothing's going to happen. Because even, like, peeing in public, that really, like,
okay.
I will hold in my pee until I get somewhere safe.
Nah, I'm going to go.
So.
Where's the bathroom?
Because it's just, like, no, it's just not going to happen. Like, for me to use a public bathroom, it has to be, like, I really have to pee.
But, okay. What if it's the reverse situation? It's his first time at your house.
Don't do that shit in my house.
No.
Take that to go home.
That's so funny. When you gots to go, you gots to go. Like,
home.
Oh.
You gots to go home. Yeah.
So what if you're living together and you've never pooped in the vicinity of one another?
Okay, well, if you're living together, then that's just, like, I mean, like, you are home. So, you at that point, you just have to be comfortable. But there's, like, things that you have to do to make sure. Like, I should not know what you're doing in the bathroom.
What if it's a small apartment?
There's ways.
Walls are thin.
There's ways.
I feel like if you can live with someone, you have to be comfortable with them using the bathroom.
To you.
Okay.
Next.
Okay, so another one that someone said was they could not pronounce their ex's name right.
Mm-mm.
And to me, that doesn't really make sense. Because this isn't a person that they met the first time. This isn't someone they were just dating for, like, a couple days, weeks, months. Like, this was their significant other.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't know how to say their name.
That's weird.
Like, just the pronunciation, I guess.
So when she just called them, or he just called her, like...
I think that she called him his name, but not
correctly.
Saying it correctly.
Oh, no, that would piss me off.
Right?
Yeah.
No, imagine someone calls me, like, Jenna. Or, like,
casually.
Gina.
Casually.
That would be sick.
That would be very disrespectful. And, like, imagine, like, your friends
yeah.
are, like, like, why the fuck is he calling you that? That's right. Not your name. Like, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, and if I'm with someone for real, then I would take the time to learn their name. At the very least, you know?
You would hope. That is the hope that one would have. You're correct.
I thought that was just, like, common. I didn't know that that was, like, ooh, I went the extra mile.
The bar has been set. Okay, so I have someone that said that he offered to take his girl to, like, you know, a hall, basically.
A what?
A hall. Like a shopping hall.
What?
You don't know what a hall is?
No.
A shopping hall?
Like a mall?
Are you being dumb right now, or are you serious?
What do you mean a hall?
Like a TJ Maxx hall? An Ulta hall?
A shopping spree?
What? It's the same shit.
No, a haul is when you're showing someone what you got. That's the aftermath.
I don't think so. I think you can use it in both contexts.
That's not true.
To
I was
you.
An English major. Like, I make to up the definitions of words. No, okay. A shopping spree.
Okay, so I have a man, and he's basically offered to take this girl on a shopping spree.
Okay.
And then his card got declined. So... His car got declined, so my good sis had to put all her stuff back.
Oh, all of it?
He didn't have any money.
At all?
No.
Then why'd he offer?
I don't know what the thought process was behind this. Maybe he thought she was going to pick up, like, you know, some gummy bears.
Some gummy bears. She's,
and she was like, let's go to Sephora. Get me some Drunk Elephant products.
Why would he offer such a thing? If you're letting someone spend a lot of money...
You should make sure you have that money?
Yeah. Is the expectation supposed to be she might pick up, like, one or two things that totaled $12? Like, I don't know. I'm not taking myself shopping if I can't afford my own spending habits, so I would not offer to take someone else.
I would have stolen the things before I tell her to put it back.
Oh. Well... okay.
That's so embarrassing.
No, he better open up one of them store credit cards. Get the discount with it.
Get a TJ Maxx credit card. That's so sick.
And then go ahead and cancel that. As soon as they get into the parking lot, because no way. Putting it back is so crazy to me.
Yeah.
Okay, but kind of on a similar wave, there's another person who said that they took someone out on a date, and when it came time to pay, the person they went on the date with actually left. So, like, they weren't even there.
Men be so unrespectable.
But it came time to pay for the bill. The date had, like, walked out, and they had to put their card down for the waiter to take. But they weren't expecting to pay.
Aww.
So, they give the waiter their card. It, like, takes a couple minutes, whatever, I'm assuming. Like, you know the, like, the usual... Waiter comes back, card declined.
That's sick.
Card didn't decline once, but twice.
You know how in the last episode I was like, oh, if you meet up with somebody from Tinder in person and you don't find this person attractive anymore, like when you like meet them in person and you just leave, that's the type of shit I expect. Yeah. That's stand on business.
But you're gonna eat before you leave?
Gotta get something out of it.
That's crazy. Have your time wasted. Like,
shit, I drove all the way. In this economy, I drove all the way over here.
That's so
and you
crazy.
Catfishing people? Mm-mm.
No, I'd be so sick. Well, first of all, I wouldn't go out and eat if I couldn't pay for my food at least. At the very least, at the very least. But I feel like to get dipped out one, like you thought, I just thought it'd be a free meal for you. And then you ended up having to pay for it all. I don't know what they had to do after all that. The card declining and getting like stood up in itself is pretty embarrassing, but. I guess not stood up, but, like, left when it came time to pay for the check. So, stand up, Pookie. Don't let things like that happen to you no more.
At all.
But I don't really have no more stories. I don't think that Miss Girl over here has no more stories that the viewers wanted to let us listen to. So, if you didn't interact this time, go ahead and put your timesheet in for next time because you do need to participate around here. And make sure you follow us on all our socials. Watch all our most recent episodes.
Thank you guys for listening. Bitch. With a baddie friend.
with a baddie friend. I love seeing two bad bitches be friends. I love seeing two bad bitches be friends. Like a bad bitch duo. Like a bad bitch duo.